I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. The Republic of Djibouti is easy to find on a map. Go to the northeast corner of Africa. It tucks into Ethiopia, right on the Gulf of Aden, facing the Arabian Peninsula. Djibouti is also a neighbor of Somalia and was once known as French Somaliland. The country got its independence from France 43 years ago. But only now in 2020 has a band in Djibouti recorded and released music for a global audience. If you know the music of the eastern corner of Africa, you may hear some similarities here, but the album points to a genre that is really its own thing, the sound Djiboutians can claim as their own. The album is called The Dancing Devils of Djibouti. Vic Sahoni co-produced the record. He's also the founder of Ostinato Records, the label that released it. Vic joins us from Bangkok. Thanks for being with us, Vic. So the first record ever to come out of Djibouti, really?
Yeah, that's actually the case, because if you look at Djibouti, it's a very young country, got its independence in 1977, and they've been governed largely by one party since, and that party believed, for various reasons, being a young country, that music should fall under the domain of the state. It should be a public good. And so from independence until now, it's really been only the government and the state and all the cultural state institutions that have financed, supported, and propped up music. And if you wanted to record music in Djibouti, there was only one studio you could do it, which was at the National Radio's studio. And the entirety of Djibouti's entire recorded output of music over these past 43 years is just sitting in the Djibouti National Radio Archives. It's never been packaged for commercial global release.
So just to be clear, The Dancing Devils of Djibouti, this is a new recording. This is not archive material.
No, it's not. They are a national band. They are the national radio band, but their primary job is to perform for dignitaries when they visit. You know, they perform when they're walking down the stairs when they arrive at the airport. They perform at presidential ceremonies, cultural holidays. They're very much the national band. They're an all-star band that is a mix of the best, older, legendary, very beloved musicians, as well as new young talent that they've been able to scout. But no, it's not an archival recording, although they draw greatly from the recordings that are sitting in that archive.
I gotta say, for the first record ever from Djibouti, it's like an instant classic. It's just a wonderful group, great sound. I mean, they don't sound like a formal band playing at, you know, presidential ceremonies and stuff.
That's their on-duty job. That's their job that they're paid for. But, you know, when we came across them, they were just casually jamming when we came across them in 2016. And when we were introduced to them, they were introduced as the national ceremony band. And we were expecting something of a national anthem, chorus, or orchestra of something of that nature. But very quickly, we realized that when, you know, they're off-duty, they're off-work, and they're sitting and hanging around and jamming, they are not playing national ceremony music. They are doing what they do best, which is taking, you know, the essences of Djibouti's cosmopolitan musical sound and just reviving it, modernizing it, and adding their own lovely touch to it.
I mentioned in introducing you that the music of Djibouti is influenced by the music of neighboring Somalia, but there's a lot more to this music than Djibouti's neighbor, isn't there?
Yes, for sure. I mean, Djibouti, people have to understand, have been on has historically been on a very strategic trade route. It's partially why the United States, amongst other big powers, have military bases there, because so much trade passes through Djibouti. And, you know, that trade has been going on for centuries, and cultures from Asia, from the Middle East, from elsewhere have all had to pass through there. If you want to move anything from Asia to Europe, you have to, or vice versa, you have to pass the strait that Djibouti sits on. So they've been influenced by a great deal of cultures, East and West. But also, you know, in their immediate independence era, when the national radio was, or still is, the sole broadcaster, there were three genres of music in particular that really inspired the band. And you can hear all of these. The guitarist who plays those offbeat licks, he was telling us how much he grew up listening to Jamaican reggae. The saxophonist, who is really the star of the band, he grew up on a steady diet of American jazz, and he would always point to the Harlem jazz era as this, you know, period of infatuation that he was, you know, that he studied and grew up with. And the singers, they spoke greatly about India's influence on Djibouti, the influence of Bollywood and the vocal styles of Bollywood that they would listen to, that they would learn from to be able to adapt and you know, diversify their vocal repertoire. So Djibouti might seem like a small country on the fringes, but for a very long time, it's really been at the center of so much cultural mixing and so much of, you know, so much, it's been so central to so much that's been happening in the world.
So Vic, with travel, tours, and things more or less at a standstill because of the pandemic, what is it like releasing a debut album with this kind of profile in the midst of a pandemic? And are we going to be hearing more music from Djibouti?
Yes, for sure. No, it's a sad tale because, you know, the idea was to release them and then have them touring, you know, by this summer. But of course, that's not possible anymore. I mean, we're still aiming for December. That might be optimistic. We hope things get better. We want more music from Djibouti to come out. You know, the government authorities who have been monitoring the release are very happy with the response. Everyone's behind more music coming out of the country. But there's more important things, I think, right now than touring. But I hope one day we're back to concerts and live shows and being shoulder to shoulder enjoying the music.
Yeah, I do too. Hope we can see the band live sometime in the near future. That'd be great. Vic Sahoni co-produced the new album, The Dancing Devils of Djibouti, by Group RTD. What great stuff. And that's going to do it as we kick off our July 4th weekend. How do we even know anymore if it's the weekend? Anyway, I'm turning the weekend into a vacation, so I'll see you all in a couple of weeks. Carol Hills will be with you in the meantime. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studio at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Stay safe, stay strong. Thanks for making it here today.